listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
This morning, I want us to reflect on non-governmental organizations. Yes. Are NGOs really worth it? You know that there is a day when NGOs are celebrated, recognized. What would you think about NGOs? Do they exist because those people are altruistic, or are those people just serving their own agendas? Yeah, I know, it's a tough one. Maybe you would say they're even chasing money, because maybe, not even maybe, they do get subsidized and benefits from donations, and maybe sometimes also various government departments, depending on what they dwell on. Are there NGOs that have really benefited you immensely? What are your experiences like? To the point where you're like, if they did not exist, if these NGOs did not exist, your life would not have turned out as it has, or it would have been worse than it currently is. I think of organizations that assist students with fees or help with addictions like drugs and alcohol, you know, about orphanage homes. I think of elderly homes. And of course, like those ones that assist with domestic violence as well. Yeah, I think they are extremely important that we have them. I think it is extremely important that we have them because of the plights of some of the really socioeconomic issues that we have in our country, generally in the world, if we are being honest. And yes, there are many other organizations that deal with different issues that I did not mention here. But sometimes we don't know what and who we need until we are faced with precisely that predicament that requires the attention and help of those people you may at the moment not think necessary. Now, I'm truly grateful for NGOs, and I think that they are important. And I think it is important to not have centralized power in a particular body from whom all help or whatever information comes. NGOs help with a lot of research, and they are primary data, really, which is key to policy making and legislation, for example. And if you have noticed that, for example, statistics from NGOs won't be the same as the statistics from a government body. Guess you could say different agendas. That could be your argument. Different agendas. And if you want something to stick, you can make it stick. Someone could argue that, but evidence doesn't lie. Numbers don't lie. And nonetheless, you know, perhaps necessary for debate having these differences, because maybe in a world full of so much propaganda and conspiracy, maybe the truth might come out. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. We have to also learn to see reality for what it is. I don't think everyone is either, or bodies like even NGOs are either 100% good or 100% bad. They serve those whom they serve. And maybe there are people for whom they exist that really do benefit. And maybe there are those who might not always benefit, just like political parties. I'm not saying NGOs are exactly like that. Just putting it out there that there's a reason why you would keep running an NGO, even if you are maybe struggling to put money together, you know, hoping that one day it will benefit more and more people, whether it's because you really want to help people or it is also a sort of income, okay, which is the other side that maybe we don't consider at times. It might not be a lot of money, but it could still be something, you know. And also, if you are trying to get whatever your philosophies are out there, you want to get them out there, even if it's not necessarily tied to money. If you believe that your philosophy must reach the world, you're going to do whatever it takes to get it out there, regardless of the benefit that is financial that you might not necessarily always enjoy. I hope I'm making sense. But yeah, we do have these NGOs that I personally appreciate. They come on board, like, you know, with radio and how we get these different guests all the time. They come on board. One thing about them, they come on board, they answer the questions, they assist us with our understanding of a particular subject matter. And that, honestly, is something that cannot be understated. A critique may yet arise about the motive of such organizations, about the unseen faces that they hide. And I think that is plausible. I don't think perfection will be found this side of heaven. Yeah. And I do think altruism is like a pursuit. Non-existent. Definitely from a human being. That's just my opinion. And we have had organizations under fire in South Africa. And it's awful when people misrepresent themselves or scam people in some way. But and not speak for the people who they pretend to speak for. Because there's also that. And then there's a lot of propaganda. We know some of the issues that we have had with major organizations that have existed over the years. I shall not be dropping any names. But it's awful. Vengeance is the Lord's, he says. And with that, I do think we are still grateful for the good that we do see in organizations that are trying, okay, and always striving to do their best to the knowledge that they know for the best of those that they attend to. And for that, you know, if you are someone who has started an NGO, you work for an NGO, you volunteered before, thank you. It's easy to complain. It's easy to complain for people who don't even make a lot of money. It's very easy to come out and say negative things. But honestly, we need to appreciate the good that these people do. Any organization that is out there to try and make the world a better place, teaching children how to read. Because if you think about it, no one has to do that thing. No one has to rescue an abused woman. You don't have to. But if you are willing to, yeah, that is something that we need to value. That's what I'm saying, you know, that NGOs, as you are being commemorated, if you are being celebrated throughout the world, we also recognize the good. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.